And Chuck, I'm really glad you mentioned, this is really wonderful. You mentioned Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, because the scripture record to us about Joseph of Arimathea that he was a secret disciple. Let me use today's terminology. He was an undercover Christian. Nobody knew that he was a disciple of the Lord Jesus except Joseph and the Lord Jesus. He was hiding it from everybody else. But you know, see how the death of Christ affected the moral sphere. He came out and he associated himself with Christ, because he went to Pilate and said, I want the body of the Lord Jesus. He associated himself with the Lord Jesus. He's saying, I'm a disciple of that man that you thought he was a criminal. He is not worth living. I am a disciple of him. That's Joseph of Arimathea. So if you are an undercover Christian, maybe you have not taken a hold of the death of the Lord Jesus. That's number one. Number two, and the point that TJ touched on in regard to a new tomb. Why? Why a new tomb? Is it just by accident? Well, first of all, Joseph was rich. Did I pronounce your name wrong?
Yes.
JT.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Good. I read from right to left, that's why. The scripture said that in his burial he will be with the rich. So the scripture was fulfilled. But why it's a new tomb? Just in case. Because there was one time the prophet Elisha, who was buried in a tomb. And there were people carrying a dead man going to bury him in another tomb. They saw a band of soldiers coming against them. That's in the book of Chronicles. Probably 2 Chronicles, I think it's chapter 13 or chapter 10. I'm not quite sure. I'll find it out. And what they did is this. As they carrying that dead man to bury him, they saw the band of soldiers coming. So they got scared. They throw the body of that dead man in the tomb of Elijah. And when the bones of this man touched the bones of Elisha, the man got up and was running after them. They looked back. Here is the dead man that they carry. Talking about dead man walking. This dead man running. He was running with them. So just in case somebody said, well, what's the big deal about the resurrection? He was buried in the tomb of Elisha, and his body touched the body of Elisha, and he rose again. It said a new tomb where no one was laid in it before. How wonderful is Christianity? How wonderful is the word of God? How accurate is the word of God? Everything to the T was fulfilled.
Got one here, and then we'll go over here.
One thing to point out, or a couple things to point out about the tomb. First of all, a tomb was normally for the rich. It was very expensive to have one dug out. Second of all, it was reserved for that family only. If someone outside of the family was put in that tomb, no one for the rest of that tomb's existence could ever be buried in it. So the fact that Joseph of Arimathea basically gave this tomb he had just spent a lot of money on, though he was a secret Christian before, that would be a big way of coming out with, hey, I'm a Christian, you know, I'm a follower of Christ.
I think it also goes to the glory of the scripture that this was something that was prophesied in Isaiah 53, verse 9. That he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. And, you know, so, something as small of a detail as a new tomb to us might be a small thing, but the scriptures take the time to emphasize these things.
Second Kings chapter, not Chronicles, it's in Second Kings chapter 13 and verse 21. So you could read it later on.
I just want to, we spoke about Joseph. But I learned that you always have to bring the sisters into it. I just want to say a comment to the sisters, because I look around and there's plenty of sisters that we can learn from Joseph, but also us as brothers, we can learn from the sisters, because in the resurrection scene of the Lord, they are presented to us in five different ways. And I would hate to lose sight of it as an encouragement to our sisters and for us to learn from that. The first thing that after the centurion uttered what he uttered, the first thing you read is about the sisters that served him. A serving sister is a tremendous help first of all, to the Lord Jesus, because they were known of serving him. But also, if you want to apply it practically, a serving sister is tremendous help for localities. The second thing you read of the sisters is they were sitting at the sepulcher. What a tremendous place where sisters can sit. They were accustomed of sitting at his feet, and now they are sitting at the scene of sepulcher, a scene of rest, that they found their rest always at the feet or at the tomb of Christ Jesus. The third time you read of these sisters, in verse 1 of the following chapter, they were seeking, serving, sitting, seeking, and the first company that worshipped him after resurrection, it was their sisters that held him by the feet and worshipped him. So I just felt a word, an encouragement for our sisters, that they have tremendous part even in the divine things, and that Christ has a tremendous heart for these sisters that served him, sat at his sepulcher, sought after him, and the end result, they were able to hold him and worship him. Sorry.
I think much has been said about Joseph of Arimathea in a little bit of a negative way about being a secret Christian, but I think it's also too important to look that here was a man who was in a position of somewhat power, of a little bit of power. It says in another gospel that he was a counselor or something like that. And when the time came where he could use his position for Christ, he did. And so I think it's a lesson for us as well. Negative things about him as well, that he was secretly a Christian and fearing the Jews. But if we're put in a position of power, if we're put in a good job, if we're put in some sort of scenario like that, I think it's important that we put Christ first, and that when a position opens itself where we can use where we have been put for Christ, that we do it.
But along those lines of a secret Christian, you notice he came out into the open after Christ had died, before Christ was resurrected. At this point, there was, to all appearances, absolutely no good in coming out of hiding. His previous mindset would say, you just get farther undercover than you already are. I think it was the death of the Lord that he came out again. It was too important for him to stay hidden. But